听力课堂，听 class.com。
The Moon and Sixpence by Somerset Maugham.
Then what in God's name have you left her for?
I want to paint. I looked at him for quite a long time. I did not understand. I thought he was mad. It must be remembered that I was very young, and I looked upon him as a middle-aged man. I forgot everything but my own amazement.
But you're 40.
That's what made me think it was high time to begin.
Have you ever painted?
I rather wanted to be a painter when I was a boy. But my father made me go into business because he said there was no money in art. I began to paint a bit a year ago. For the last year I've been going to some classes at night.
Was that where you went when Mrs. Strickland thought you were playing bridge at your club?
That's it.
Why didn't you tell her?
I preferred to keep it to myself.
Can you paint?
Not yet, but I shall. That's why I've come over here. I couldn't get what I wanted in London. Perhaps I can here.
Do you think it's likely that a man will do any good when he starts at your age? Most men begin painting at 18.
I can learn quicker than I could when I was 18.
What makes you think you have any talent?
He did not answer for a minute. His gaze rested on the passing throng, but I do not think he saw it. His answer was no answer. I've got to paint.
Aren't you taking an awful chance?
He looked at me then. His eyes had something strange in them, so that I felt rather uncomfortable. How old are you? 23?
It seemed to me that the question was beside the point. It was natural that I should take chances. But he was a man whose youth was past, a stockbroker with a position of respectability, a wife and two children. A course that would have been natural for me was absurd for him. I wished to be quite fair. Of course, a miracle may happen, and you may be a great painter, but you must confess the chances are a million to one against it. It'll be an awful sell if at the end you have to acknowledge that you've made a hash of it.
I've got to paint, he repeated.
Supposing you're never anything more than third rate, do you think it will have been worthwhile to give up everything?
After all, in any other walk of life, it doesn't matter if you're not very good. You can get along quite comfortably if you're just adequate, but it's different with an artist.
You blasted fool, he said.
I don't see why, unless it's folly to say the obvious. I tell you, I've got to paint. I can't help myself. When a man falls into the water, it doesn't matter how he swims, well or badly, he's got to get out or else he'll drown.
There was real passion in his voice, and in spite of myself, I was impressed. I seemed to feel in him some vehement power that was struggling within him. It gave me the sensation of something very strong, overmastering, that held him, as it were, against his will. I could not understand. He seemed really to be possessed of a devil, and I felt that it might suddenly turn and rend him.
Chapter 50.
I have an idea that some men are born out of their due place. Accident has cast them amid certain surroundings, but they have always a nostalgia for a home they know not. They're strangers in their birthplace, and the leafy lanes they've known from childhood or the popular streets in which they've played remain but a place of passage. They may spend their whole lives aliens among their kindred and remain aloof among the only scenes they've ever known. Perhaps it is this sense of strangeness that sends men far and wide in the search for something permanent to which they may attach themselves. Perhaps some deep-rooted atavism urges the wanderer back to lands which his ancestors left in the dim beginnings of history. Sometimes a man hits upon a place to which he mysteriously feels that he belongs. Here is the home he sought,
and he will settle amid scenes that he's never seen before, among men he's never known, as though they were familiar to him from his birth. Here at last he finds rest.